Alan Page is joining us from the Gold Coast. She's bringing Rudy to Sydney to run in the Villiers. Morning to you, Helen.
Good morning, Andrew.
I guess in some way, I'm going off memory a bit now. Does Rudy handle it?
He loves to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, that's what I... And then I hesitated, but... So you won't be at all concerned if we do get a bit of rain from your horse's point of view?
No, no. There's a feeling by a lot of people that he's a wet tracker. So
okay.
That's, yeah, but he does handle both.
Yeah, but... Yep, now that's good. Look, the other day, gee, brilliant turn of speed down the outside to win in Brisbane.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it? It was incredible. And he's done this a couple of times when he's been ridden back in a race. When we've had him forward and probably the perfect run in a race on the fence and, you know, running about third or fourth, that's when he's had trouble because he hasn't been able to get out. And I don't think he really is strides properly there. He's a bit hesitant, so his best runs have been from, you know, in a, with a track where he can get out and have plenty of free space.
Well, he certainly found that. Did you find that by accident, or did you sort of just from a barrier one day had to go back and it suddenly clicked?
Probably just by giving jockeys a free rein, and Tegan Harrison, who's, you know, one of our best in Queensland, she had a great affiliation with Rudy, and she had won up near the lead and from back on him. And one day there, I was a bit worried. I thought she was too far back. I thought, my God, what's she doing? And next thing, but he stormed home just like this.
Yeah, no, geez, so, it was good the other day. Obviously, this is a step up, but you've been very loyal to Luke Tarrant here. He's ridden Rudy at the last couple of starts, and that was for a second behind Hofgarden, and Sir Moments was in that race. And then you came out and won the other day at Doomben when, as we've spoken about, you got back and ran on. I think it's Luke's first ever ride on Saturday at Randwick.
It is. It's the first ride, I think, out of Queensland. And, you know, some people may knock that, but he's not the leading apprentice here. He's the leading jockey in Queensland.
Yep.
I know in these races you generally go for a jockey with the experience. That's always been our motto in a way, but I have had a lot of luck with apprentices, and it just depends on the luck in running on the day. I've had bad luck with the best.
Yeah.
So I thought it was worth giving him a chance. He's dying to ride him in the race, and he's got an affiliation with the horse. He knows the horse, so why not?
I'll have to ring Luke and get him on Friday or something like that. I won't ring him on race morning because he'll be flying down. But it sounds like, I mean, there's no reason not to, because he knows the horse, doesn't he?
That's right. And as I've said, he is the leading jockey in Queensland at the moment. He's flying. I know. He's still a boy. I know all those things. But unless they're given the chances, the opportunities, they don't grow either. So I'm willing to give him the opportunity. I was the first to give Corey Brown a win in a listed race, and that was in the Qantas Cup in Brisbane. I put him on a horse called Celestial Choir way back in 97. We won that, and then went into the Stradbroke, and I kept Corey on.
Yep.
You know, and I've had a lot of luck with apprentices, and a lot of the main jockeys are tangled up in, tied up with big stables, so... I just go the other way.
Yeah, well, look, it's a great little story with Luke. I've just got a text through. There's 15 horses that have accepted for the race. There were 17 original noms, so only two haven't accepted this morning. You're there with 53, but there's only a 3.5 kilo sprint difference, isn't there, between top and bottom?
Yes. Do you know the barriers? Yes?
No. I'll know them in about probably 20, 25 minutes. By the sounds of it, I'm texting you as soon as I know.
Great.
What about that?
That'd be great. Thank
When's
you.
The horse come down?
He leaves Thursday, tomorrow,
yep.
And travels overnight. He's travelling with two of Liam Birchley.
Yep.
And they'll get to Randwick. We're staying at Randwick. He'll get there on Friday morning. That'll be fine. That'll be great.
Everything sounds perfect since that run at Doomben. I'll text you the barrier as soon as it comes out, Helen.
Thank you very much.
Keep well. Good on you.
Helen.